We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC. Yeah.
Listen to the AZ Wildcats podcast, a very, very, very special edition of the AZ Wildcats podcast. We will be talking a lot of good stuff. The apple will be consumed at the end of the podcast because if I have to go throw up, I want to do it at the end of the podcast, not at the beginning of the podcast. Hello, Jason Shear.
But Michael did just ask Jacob Franklin and I if he, quote, can peel the skin off the apple.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, this looks like some pretty in-depth skin. So I don't know. Either way, this will be taken care of. All the comments coming in hot and heavy already. Erica and Kobe are already playing their hard to get thing in the side chat, which is always entertaining. But we have bigger fish to fry. Get it? Fish to fry. Very, very good.
That was good.
We're going to make fun of that in a little bit. But first, let's talk about Takario Davis. Shear calls me yesterday and he says, "You sitting down?" And I said, "Oh, I am sitting down." And he says, "Takario Davis just took his name out of the portal." Listen, we had an idea that he was probably going to exit the portal or, you know, be a U of A Wildcat. But there's still something to be said when it actually occurs, Jason Shear. This is awesome news for the Wildcat fan base and everybody. We deserve this.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's been word for a couple weeks that he was going to stay. And Arizona felt real good about it and his teammates felt good about it. But until it happens, you just never know with the transfer portal, right? I mean, I get a text from someone said, "Don't celebrate yet. We still got 2 more hours of the portal." Like, that's how coaches think. Mm-hmm. And it's a big deal, though. I mean, that not only is he good, but other schools were coming at him, and he stayed with Arizona. And that's a big deal. And Washington was one of those schools, Texas, USC, and he wants to be an Arizona Wildcat.
He wants to be an Arizona Wildcat, and this is it again. We are going to get to the other villain in here very shortly. But as far as on the field, though, there's no way that you can really minimize what this means. It's one of the best defensive backs in the country. This is one of the best cornerbacks in the country. This is a first-round type pick that any school in the country would have loved to have had. And what I also like, and I think this is a very, very good sign for the Brent Brennan coaching staff, he basically let him recruit him again. He said that, all right, I'll give you the spring. We'll see how it works. And Brent Brennan said, just give me that time. And Brent Brennan succeeded in a big, big way. Got to give a lot of kudos to Brent Brennan and the staff as well. And Dwayne Aquina, to quote Jason Shear, the old white guy.
Takario did things the right way. I think had he dragged it out, it would have gotten a little annoying, but he did it. He said, look, I'm going to enter the portal. I'm going to keep my options open, but I'm going through the spring with Arizona and I'm going to give them a chance. And then when the spring is over, I'm going to make a decision. And that's exactly what he did. He gave Brent Brennan and staff a chance and they deserve credit because obviously they gave Takario what he was looking for. Viney's a good coach. Brennan's meshing. And, you know, Les Fafita was on Twitter a couple times last night.
Les Fafita.
this is family. Like, it's just different. And right. And we said this before. Look, we don't like the way that Jed left, but you have to credit him with the family atmosphere that Arizona had and that Brennan, if anything, will increase and pick up. That's not going to change. But yeah, everyone involved deserves credit for how this whole situation was handled.
This thing played out exactly the way we hoped. Now, there were some people that left, obviously. We will get to all of that. But again, there's no way to minimize this because corner is one of the spots on the team that Arizona definitely needs to upgrade. Also, I'm going to give a bit of a shout out to Humberto Lopez. Now, because again, I think he did a pretty good job here. This, he obviously took it personal. Arizona wasn't able to keep everybody, but he did a pretty good job here. He obviously had a big say in the NIL. I will give Humberto Lopez some credit on the AZ Wildcats podcast, Jason Cheer.
Yeah, he deserves credit. I mean, there's other people too, but Humberto took it personally. And when you're rich, you taking it personally has a different vibe.
I very much does. Allow me to throw some money at the issue. All right. Now, let's talk about probably something that I find even funnier, but something I don't find funny at all. Circle K. We're all talking about maybe a party at Circle K. I went to try to find an apple at Circle K. I could not find the apple, so I had to go to Fry's. But either way, Circle K, good stuff. Sheer, have you been to Circle K today?
Today, not yet. But I did get gas there the other day.
All right, you got gas there the other day. Now, Sheer, you are part of the inner circle. We have established this, correct?
Yeah, I am the inner circle.
You are the inner circle. Okay. Join the inner circle for free by downloading the Circle K app today. Terms and conditions apply at participating locations. Visit CircleK.com for details. All right, and one other one, and then we get to what I really want to talk about. Let's see here. Shady Rays. Now, a lot of people were asking if I was wearing Shady Rays at the game. I was not wearing Shady Rays at the game, but I wish I was wearing Shady Rays at the game. Now, here's this. This is pretty good. Shady Rays. The future is bright. Oh, no, hold on. That's something else. Sorry. Exclusively for our listeners, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. Head to ShadyRays.com and use code PHNX for 35% off polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself. The shade's rated 5 stars by over 350,000 people. Shady Rays, check it out. I would love a pair of Shady Rays. I like Shady Rays. Okay, now, Jed Fish. Jed Fish, when he left, he was telling anybody that would listen behind the scenes that he was going to basically take whoever he wanted, that he was going to get who he wanted, especially on the offensive line. I love the Seattle or the some of the Washington mods that were saying that, you know, we thought we would get multiple linemen. Now he's saying that well, I don't really know the situation. That means that Jed Fish fibbed you, or people on the Jed Fish staff fibbed you. Listen, Jed Fish got a starting running back and a DB out of it. Cool. The core stayed. I say,
Jed, from what I understand, and this has been confirmed by multiple people, told people around Washington, it said that 12, he thought he could get 12 to 18 starters from Arizona. He got what? He got Rysock and Coleman, right? Mm-hmm.
Are those are the two guys that will start at Washington next year. That's
Isaiah
it.
Ward. Well, no, I mean starters in general, and Isaiah Ward. So we got 3 starters from Arizona, right?
Right. That's it. Okay, cool. Awesome. Cool. That is not what he thought. And I very much like perusing some Washington message boards where they're putting out things to the extent of, well, what's your over under on how many players are going to come to come to Washington in the next week or so? But this is obviously super, super good news. I don't care that, Michael Watkins is there. Some guy on Twitter was trying to say, oh, we lost Michael Watkins. I do not care about that.
The only freshman you really care about is probably DeMond Williams. And at the end of the day, Arizona has Fifita for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm cool with it.
Yeah, you're cool with it.
Yes, but there is no way that Jed thought that this was all he was going to get. There is no way. Especially with the way that he sold things. And I can't tell you how many Washington fans were going at me saying, oh, yeah, T-Mac's going to look good in purple next year. Or what was another one? Oh, well, yeah.
Like, I don't talk negatively about 24/7 publishers at all, ever. But it was clear that, like, it was clear that, like, the 24/7 site was getting their information from people close to the program, and they were saying we're going to get – like at one point they said, what's the over-under on starting linemen we get from Arizona? Let's set it at 2.5.
Yeah.
Like, and that was coming from Jed. And it wasn't coming from Jed. It was coming from someone close to him. Like, that was their mindset, and they failed – miserably.
They failed miserably. And you know what else we got to give credit to? Arizona fought back on this one, because I know how these things work. I think that tweet by Tom Duddleston actually, now I know Dud's not on Twitter a lot, by the way, Dud liked my smelly rainy Seattle tweet yesterday.
Wow.
But yeah. But I think that things like that, when you have a guy who is the U of A SID for the longest time, he doesn't really go on Twitter a ton, doesn't say a ton, but when he put out that tweet about the tampering and keeping your grimy mitts off of the U of A roster until they're in the portal, I think that that took them aback a little bit. Javier Morales put something out as well. U of A fought back through other situations, and Shear, I think they did very, very good work. We were very happy, because I think in this day and age, I hate the mindset when somebody says, oh, when they go low, we go high. No, when they go low, we go low. This is a fish eat fish world.
No, I mean, Arizona didn't go low, the coaching staff. But I think that the media, in a way, got tired of it, right? Mm. Like, people ask why. Like, the Arizona media is a little unique. And the reason why is, A, it's not the biggest, you know, city, town, whatever. But I think the thing is, Jed lied to us, too, right? Like, Jed lied right to our faces. And it's not that he left. No one's mad that he left. It's how he left. It's the lying. It's the, you know, you tell me 2 days before in a text message you love Arizona. It's stuff like that. And then
Let's tell another one. I got another one that's a really good one for you, and I think this is a perfect example, because okay, I do not care. The gloves are off. Boom, they are off. They have been thrown into the cabinet. All right. I told you that through a guy who would clearly know that Johnny Nansen was leaving, and you messaged Jed, and he said something to the effect of, first I've heard of it, not true. Johnny Nansen was gone within 24 hours.
He got mad at me because I wrote the article.
Got mad at you. Exactly. And the person that told me this writes their checks. He would know.
Well, yeah, and like Texas was like, yeah, we know for a fact he's like the top guy. And so I wrote the article, and she's like, I don't know why you would write that. It's like, because it's my job.
Right. And exactly. He got upset about it. It was very, very funny. But then when Jed can't fight back, Jed brings his agent into other stuff. All right. But this is very, very good. And I can tell you for a fact, Johnny Nansen, Dwayne Aquina, not fans of Jed Fish, not fans of Jed Fish. I feel very comfortable in telling you telling you all of that. This is very, very good, though. Sometimes karma comes back. He thought that when he was signing that little contract and, you know, watch this as I pillage your entire roster. Then he goes off to the stinky part of the Northwest, and he doesn't bring hardly anybody with him. It was very good.
You know, what's also interesting to me is they're forgetting Arizona. Their portal efforts overall have not been good.
Right.
Like, they're not landing major names out of the portal. I think what Jed's going to find is that when you're competing with the big boys,
yeah,
Washington is no better than those schools.
They're not. Plus, you got to go live in Seattle.
Yeah, like, your pitch is different when you're competing against Alabama, Michigan, and those in Ohio State and those schools. This isn't Arizona anymore. You could actually sell. I don't want to say it's easier to sell, but, you know, you're going after a different type of player.
Mm-hmm. By the way, you can go outside. You can go outside 7 days out of the week. By the way, I'm not going to name who they are, but you know who they are. I had multiple national media people DM me saying, listen, man, we said, you know that you're a little bit of an interesting dude. He said, but this smelly, rainy Seattle thing is one of the funniest things I've seen on Twitter this year. And somebody from the U of A told me it as well. The movement is catching traction, and we will continue this movement. But also, look at the spring game for Washington. Spring game for Arizona. Guess what? We were able to go outside. I was able to take my lovely date. Shear was able to go there and sit next to Brian Peterson. And guess what? It was good football weather. Did you see the weather for the next 5 days in Washington for the
smelly
spring?
And rainy, smelly and rainy. They put smelly in the weather report now.
That is the way it is. That is the way it is. Sometimes karma just comes back at you. This is one of those opportunities. And again, we got to give this U of A team a ton of shout out for the character that these guys have. And Jacario Davis did this the right way. I am telling you, I totally agree with you. I have no problem with the kid leaves. Like, let's use Deuce Davis, for example. I'm bummed that Deuce left. I like Deuce. I hope Deuce does well, and I hope Washington loses every game. But guess what? They entered the portal. They left. They didn't say anything. Cool. Kind of the same thing with Jonah Coleman, although he did get one of those tomahawk things before he left. So, but either way, Prysock, thought that was really, really crummy. And Jed, really crummy as well. That's where we're at.
Yeah, the only people I've had an issue, I think Prysock with the t-shirt thing was stupid, and I think Jordan Washington.
I don't like that either.
By the way, can I say this now?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know if I could say this. I might get in trouble, but who really cares? Remember I told you guys the story of the player that was in a coach's office and got a call from Jed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jordan Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't surprise me.
It works. It doesn't
surprise me in the least. But again, that's why, like I said, it was kind of a line in the sand when Dud put that tweet out for me, because Dud is not putting that tweet out unless he is 1,000% sure of what he is saying. Dud's an old school guy like that. By the way, super snaps coming in. Sorry, I was remiss on a super snap. Jason, Mike's mod powers equals inmate running the asylum.
I'm very proud of Mike. We're not going to get into what the thread was about. But, Mike, I read that thread after you called me, and you did a great job locking it up. Yeah, I was very surprised.
So excited. So excited. Very, very excited with that. So, again, I will continue to do good work. Also, Gringo Billy, my guy, made Jed eat rancid applesauce as opposed to this fresh apple, which will be consumed later on in the show. But either way, this is good. Also, the one thing that I think that Jed is totally shocked by, honestly, is that he didn't get any of the linemen. I think that he thought he was going to get Moy, he was going to get Polito, that maybe not Jonah, but I'm pretty sure that he thought he had a chance at Jonah. He got none of them.
I got to say, you know, Polito to me is surprising.
Very surprising.
Nothing against the kid or whatever, but they love Brendan Carroll. They took a visit to Washington, and he came back, and he stuck with the coaching staff. And I guarantee you, Carroll and Jed thought they had Polito in the bag.
I got to give the kid a lot of credit here, because a lot of credit, because there were a lot of forces that I think would have preferred Washington, but I got to give Polito a lot of credit on this now. But again, just a great day. I'll be honest with you. I don't know what I was more excited by, the Jacario Davis coming back or thinking about Jed Fish. And I get people are like, oh, you're petty. Move on from the Jed Fish era. I will not move on from the Jed Fish era.
Petty. You're absolutely petty.
It's okay to embrace pettiness at some point. Well, this is one of those things. And especially too, this is okay to say as well. The reason that I let it go for a while, but when you're also telling people a bunch of fibs about your contract extension and whatnot and about why you left to Washington so that you could help out your staff, I know the dude that was in charge of all of that, and it was all nonsense. I'm very protective of this person to this day. I will take no slander. And it was all crap. It was all nonsense, and this whole thing about your promissory rights or whatever that was. I think Brian Peterson put it out really well when he said something to the effect of, no, that's not how it works, dude. You either have the money or you don't. You don't have to get 70% of alumni to sign off on something. That is not how this works. Brian Peterson did very good work on this.
I think the moral of the story is you mess with Dave, you mess with Mike. That's it. Whether it's secret, whether it's public, if you mess with Dave,
yes,
you mess with Michael Luke.
You mess with me. This is a very serious issue. But joking aside, actually not joking aside.
No, I'm serious.
Definitely not joking aside. But everything he was saying was garbage. So I took that the wrong way. To quote, Michael Jordan, when he was making up stories about other players, I took it personally. So I will, that's where I will leave it at that. We take all comers, we take all fades down here at the University of Arizona. Back the A and back Tucson, greater than smelly, rainy Seattle. Okay, now, we got a super snap coming in. Super snaps coming in. Look at this from the great Kobe Thiel. Thank you guys for giving the best coverage in the world. Gets me through work every day before lunch break. Wow, man, We do good work around here. All right, now let's talk about some other things. Okay, let's see here. Gringo Billy. Okay. So let's get back to the task at hand. By the way, let me put this timestamp down. That was very, very enticing. I was very excited to do that entire segment. Now, we got to talk though about Arizona now and what Arizona still needs. So, offensive line. We talked about the offensive line. Moy, Savanea, Leif, and Josh Baker, I'm cool with. More than cool with. We need a tackle. We need depth here. I like Polito in theory, but he's also been hit or miss.
The tackle they got was Michael Wooten from Oregon. So that's tackle depth. Really large guy. I think they need more. I think they probably need one or two more offensive linemen. You just want depth on the offensive line when guys are injured. You don't want there to be a big drop-off should something happen. And, in that regard, you kind of need to take some risks. You're not going to go in the portal if you're Arizona and get a starting offensive lineman. It's just not going to happen.
Why can't we do it, though? We're Arizona.
I mean, once they see you eat the apple, things could change. You're not going in lineman and being like, yeah, we're going to go in the portal and being like, yeah, we're going to get a starting tackle. Just not how it works. So you take a chance in a guy like Wooten, and if he reaches that potential, he maybe has the ability to start.
Rick Trimmer, my guy, Rick Trimmer. We got a good note.
We got to be careful here, Mike. We got to be careful here.
Yes, I know. I know. John Fina's my guy. Roman Fina's been offered from the University of South Point, from South Point Catholic.
Roman and, I don't know if the other Fina's been offered, actually. Not yet.
All right. So Roman has been offered. Now, what do you want to say about Bruno? Because I can tell that you don't want me getting in trouble, Jason Shear, because you're a good friend.
I don't think Bruno's very good.
It's okay to say he's a great kid. He's not very good.
I think this was early in the process, like a Dillingham situation right now, like Jed, when he first got here, you take him in a heartbeat, South Point kid, local kid, all that. I think Arizona's kind of past that. At this point, what happened was he was a tackle at UCLA. They moved him to guard, or maybe it's the other way around. And then he wasn't good enough. Like he got beat out and kind of saw the writing on the wall. He's right. Not good enough to start at Arizona. I can't see why he would want to go from UCLA starting multiple years to not starting at Arizona. So I'm really curious where he winds up.
Yeah, and here's the other thing, too. It's very difficult. John Fina, very good guy. But John Fina also, it's difficult to bring somebody here who is the son of a legacy. It becomes awkward if you're like, well, there's also no chance that you're ever really going to start here. It's right. Just not. Now, listen, if he came to the coaching staff, I have a pretty good I have no insight on this, but I think I'm right. Tell me if I'm wrong, because I might be wrong. But if he comes to the coaching staff and he says, hey, I don't have any plans on ever starting here. All I want to do is provide good depth for you.
You take him. But I mean, he's literally like the worst pass blocker in the nation, according to PFF. Bud Elliott didn't name him because he won't name names. But Bud Elliott the other day was like, the tackle market is bad when people are clamoring for a tackle that started just because he started and not because he's actually good.
I was actually right on my scouting report about him out of high school, was I not?
I think we all were.
Yeah, that's true. Can I just claim credit for this solely, though?
Yes, Michael, you nailed it. UCLA. What's crazy is like he started for UCLA for what, like two seasons?
Yeah, but the problem, though, is he got a lot of game film on him now. That's
I need – you know what we need? If he doesn't go to Arizona, rainy, smelly Seattle would be fantastic.
Oh, one of the trolls, like, have you seen this Otani's hit guy or whatever who tweets at me all the time? He was saying, yes, sounds like a plan. Let's bring him in. And I told him – dude, do we agree on this one? We very, very much agree on this one. I think it's like Otani's hitman or something like that.
We tried to get Borjone to USC. He wound up at San Diego State, which I like for him. I always talk about guys choosing the right fit and the right level. Like, that's it. I think he's actually going to do pretty well at San Diego State. We need Fina at Washington. I think he belongs there.
Let me get this. Can we Fina get him at Washington?
No, isn't it we're finna-ing to get him? Not can we finna.
Finna. Here, everybody out there, our cultural experts, please put this out there. Hey, good question. I have no juice on this. I needed to ask you. Is Arizona recruiting Demarcus Davis?
Funny conversation I had with him. I said, are you officially in the portal? He said, yes. Have you heard from a bunch of schools? Yes. Is one of them Arizona? That was 3 days ago. I'll let you know when he responds. So he's obviously playing.
I like him, though. I think he's good. I would take him.
He is good. I know that they have reached out to him. I don't know what level it is. He's shut down things nationally with those guys as well. It's just not, I don't know. I think he's got to commit soon, you'd assume.
I would assume, but you can, once you're in the portal, you can stay in the portal for eternity. You don't even have to go anywhere. Oh, don't let me forget. We need to make fun of this Deion Sanders situation here in a little bit as well. Shear was trying to get me to go at Shedeur Sanders yesterday, and I said, no, I will stay focused on the fishy one. And that's what I did. All of the fishy ones there. By the way, should we start that out? Can that become a hashtag? Hold on. Let's see here. Oh, hey, well, this is easy. Short bus. I will donate a Discord membership to one of your fans if you give Dilly a new legit compliment every day for the month. Oh, and I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to say I think Dilly's a good guy. That's all.
Once a month is fine. Every day for a month is crazy.
I'm not going to do that every day, but Dilly's a good dude. Like, yeah. Hey, Shear, should we talk about the conversation that we had yesterday about ASU and Washington?
Yeah, no, I said bring that up because it was a good poll question.
All right. Now, sometimes... sometimes drastic times call for drastic measures. As long as Jed is at Seattle or it's in smelly rainy Seattle, they are my least favorite team in Division I football. ASU is second, but I will root for, if ASU was to play Washington, I would root for Dilly. Period. Point blank. Boom.
Yeah, I see it. It's interesting. It's interesting. That's a good poll question.
You agree with me. You said it. Don't say you see it. You agreed
with me. I want Jed to lose every game in the United States in his life. And okay, I want ASU to win one game. It would be UW.
Okay, now, but you, all right. So you do agree that, yeah.
Jed crashes.
Yes. I can't. Now, listen, we're not going to lecture anybody. The great Ryan Mitchell says he can't do it. I totally understand. Yeah, I totally understand if you can't do it. Both can go 0-12. And Zona Tucson 9-3, you guys are all much smarter than us. Totally agree with you, but it's personal. Part of it, too, is that Jed continuously put me in his videos, though. Still,
you see that Jed video the other day, speaking of Jed videos?
What?
Where he basically, like, it was like a video that's like developer, and he just did like video of all the Arizona players that got drafted. No congrats, like that he was solely responsible right. for Jordan Morgan getting drafted.
It's amazing. First of all, Kevin Sumlin recruit Jordan Morgan. We need to talk about that. Kevin Sumlin recruit Jordan Morgan. Thank you, Kevin Sumlin, by the way, for that. We very much appreciate that. All right, let's see here. Magnum West. I don't know anything about Magnum West. Let's see here. Hold on. There was a really good point in here. And now I can't, but that's where I'm at though. Short bus. I do believe that Dilly's a good guy. Oh, Elijah Badger. Okay. Oh, by the way, this is great. A guy tweets at me yesterday and he says, aren't you embarrassed? He says, aren't you just supposed to be like a black and white reporter? No, you can watch this show for 5 seconds and clearly tell that I am very, very biased. So no, I openly root for Arizona. Shear and I literally grab each other's arms in the press. And this is true.
Mike grabs my inner thigh sometimes.
That's
really
why Shelby has to come in, because Shelby's a little worried about everything. So Shelby comes in, the lovely Shelby Shear, and sits between us because mm-hmm. we get a little bit excited from time to time. Again, I have absolutely no problem rooting for Arizona. So anybody out there that's like, oh, you're just supposed to report the facts. Dude, you know how boring that would be if I just sat there and said, okay, Jason Shear. Okay, Elijah Badger, just a second. Hey, Jason Shear, guess what? Takario Davis. Is coming back to the University of Arizona. And now let us redirect to the safety remarks about no, I don't want to talk about any of that crap, dude. Plus, I'm here to basically entertain myself, and that's really all that I'm here for. So, all right, Elijah Badger. First of all, another thing that I can diss Washington fans are, remember when they're like, oh, we didn't even want T-Mac, we're loaded. But Elijah Badger then visits Washington. Up to you. I know what you guys are up to. Elijah Badger. This is going to be a tough one, but I know that Arizona is recruiting him, Jason Shear. They are recruiting him.
I think he's likely to visit. He visited Washington. Florida's in there. Arizona's in there. The relationship with Bobby Wade. He's going to visit Arizona, I'm pretty sure.
I will go on record and say I will be stunned if he does not visit Arizona. I would be very, very surprised.
That would be one of the funnier transfer portal outcomes, by the way.
That would be absolutely great. And again, where's the – okay. Oh, Jason Shear's guy, Keon Graves. Now, Shear messages me a while back saying, hey, dude, Arizona's got to get this Keon Graves guy. He's really, really good at him. And so I was looking at him, and I was like, Keon Graves? I was like, the guy from that went to Ohio State, the DB? I thought he was a DB because he had no stats. Shear then tells me that we got to get this wide receiver that has no career catches. Shear, get back away from your remarks.
He's visiting ASU this weekend. I think the idea of Graves is better than the actual player. He's battled injuries a lot. He's done nothing in college.
He's a good cultural fit.
I think he can do better. I really do. But ASU has like 2 scholarships left, and if they want to use one on him.
Can we say something like that, though, that everything's a good cultural – or like if a player's not good, they're a good cultural fit outside of BBN?
Yeah, 100%.
All right, we're at 250 lives right now. Everybody spread the word. Let's try to get to 300. 300. By the way, you know who I'd love to get on the show? Humberto Lopez. You think he would come on?
Yeah. No.
Do you have any contact information from him?
I can get it.
All right, Shear, do it right now. Shear, tweet at Humberto Lopez. So. All right, everybody, we need to get 300 likes or 300 people in here. Don't forget to like the video as well. The great Erica Day. I like Polito at guard, but he will do great at tackle. Again, I like Polito. The problem is he's just always hurt. That's the thing. I mean, he's either falling off a go-kart or how did he get hurt last year?
He was on one of those things and he hit a curb.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is. Oh, by the way, guess who I saw last week? I forgot to tell you about. Everybody got caught up with Fam 1.0. I saw Fam 2.0. really is. Joking aside, Shear, he is one of the largest kids you will ever see.
Who?
Katie. Fam 2.0.
Oh, yeah. He's a large dude. Very large. Right. Not looks like a linebacker, to be honest.
He does look like a linebacker. But Elijah Badger, that would be absolutely great. Also, we talk about fake shooters all the time. We need to talk about fake boosters. I get this all the time with people. Artie Moreno, fake booster. He doesn't give anything. Yes. Who's the Phoenix Suns guy who has all the issues. Sarver, another fake booster. These guys are not real boosters. So we need to talk about this year.
Yeah, just because you went to U of A and you have money doesn't make you a booster. Like, Artie doesn't give a thing. When was the last time Artie gave any money?
Right. Yes, exactly. He doesn't. Oh, Steve, welcome to the chat, my friend. We have a lot of people in here. Let's see. I thought he was, Is Fam 2.0 chiseled from stone? I mean, he's pretty big. I mean, look at this. Dennis Walsh, by the way, Shear gets the bad rap. Shear blocks people for no reason. Just like our good buddy, Tony Altimore. He blocked
anyone.
You blocked the great Dennis Walsh.
I'm looking at UCLA's basketball schedule now.
We are going to talk a little bit of Arizona basketball as well. I flew Humberto's jet in smelly, rainy Seattle. True story. Really? Dennis Walsh, give me that contact information. And again, Steve, welcome to the chat. We talk Arizona stuff, and we talk about things that basically amuse me.
We're always serious. And
there was a chat like last week where we literally were just talking about gas.
You talk about gas. I don't talk about gas.
Let's see here. Okay, Have you watched the is Stevens a fake booster? No, he's given back in the go ahead, sure.
No, just no.
Hey, not a fake booster.
He's back. He's back a little bit.
Is he back backing the A?
Yeah, he backing the A.
Okay. Now, is he 1,000,000%? Yes, Takario's back. He has left the portal. He is back. I very much enjoy it. All right. Now, Elijah Badger would be very, very good. I'm bummed about our guy KG entering the portal. I do have a good feeling about the kid from Old Dominion. Les Fafita did vouch for him. That means a lot to me. So I think wide receiver, got to get a power back, got to get offensive line depth, got to get some corners. Also, I need another linebacker, Shear. I need a linebacker or two. I've, I'm at the point with Leviticus Sua. I hope that there can be a My Bad Leviticus Sua movement that comes around. But I also have not been overly impressed. What say you?
Sorry, I was breaking some news.
What are you doing? What are you breaking, man?
I got a text. The Arizona-Purdue game is off for next year.
Why? Because Zach Edey's not there?
Well, there's some scheduling. I don't want to get into it, but there's some scheduling issues for Arizona because of the Big 12 schedule. So they've got to kind of move things around a little bit.
Okay.
That game was scheduled before the Big 12 stuff. So they got to move things around. So there's actually quite a few games up in the air.
All right. Anyway. All right. By the way, Chase Kennedy, we're going to get to Chase Kennedy. And
first question, Mike. I'm ready. I'm sorry.
All right. Yeah. Let's see. All right. Well, hold on. Let me get a couple reads in. We got to pay the bills first. Got to pay the bills. Gila River Resorts and Casinos. I was there last week. All right. Oh, don't forget to help me about Chase Kennedy and the great Erica L. Day. But let's see. Gila River Resorts and Casinos. We all know about the nifty little wave that they got. It's very cool. You've seen the wave, Shear. This is true.
Yep.
All right. Now, I'm not lying to you guys about this. Gila River Resorts and Casinos. You do you at Gila River Resorts and Casinos. Visit play at Gila.com for more details. Jacob Franklin is at the Gila River Resorts and Casinos. And Jacob Franklin is well over 7 feet tall. So if you see a large man in Phoenix that is well over 7 feet tall.
Large. Intimidating. Large,
that's exactly what you said. You said Jacob is a monster, Shear. You did say this.
I said he is a monster. I will no longer speak negatively about Jacob. He's a very scary man.
But he also has a negative wingspan.
Yeah, but he did tell us that he has T-Rex arms, so it's not that intimidating anymore.
Who wins in a fight, me or Jacob Franklin?
You told me you're undefeated in fights.
I'd have to tackle Jacob Franklin. There would be absolutely no other way that I would
get him with the twister, though. I don't know if Jacob can recover.
Oh, Jacob would be in a lot of trouble there. Jacob Franklin, hop in the chat real quick. You could be like the God audio that comes down without us.
Why? How did we end up on this subject?
We're talking about seeing you at a casino.
Yeah.
I'm not 7 feet tall though.
But you're
6'11". Yeah. 6'11".
Really close to that.
Who wins in a fight though? Jacob Franklin, Iron Mike Luke, or the great Jacob Franklin?
You know what? I'll give myself. I've been told that when you fight me, it's like fighting a ladder. So
you're easy to knock over.
I'll give myself the advantage.
You're really
no.
Really?
It's just hard to get close to. It's hard to get close to me.
Jacob Franklin, I will tackle you though, and you will be able to do nothing about it.
I mean, good luck.
That's Jacob Franklin saying, nice try, twerp. All right. But either way, at the Gila River Resorts and Casinos, you do you at Gila River Resorts and Casinos. Visit play at Gila.com for more details. Okay. All right. We were asked about U of A men's tennis. I know nothing about it. I should. Shear, what do we need to know?
The regional starts on Friday. If Arizona wins, they play Saturday. We'll know by Saturday. They should win the regional. Pepperdine, Boise, and another school. I don't remember.
Look at Jacob Franklin trying to make excuses as well. We will not accept any of those excuses.
Who cares what people hear?
Dude, Jacob Franklin, nobody's listening, dude. The only people listening are the people in that office and us. There's like only five of us out here. So. All right. We're going to get to a little bit of U of A here in second. Oh, by the way, Jacob Franklin did. This was a very...
I saw that. That was very controversial.
This was a vicious assault. A verbal assault by Jacob Franklin. Franklin said that I unfollowed the great Damon Dog. Damon Dog is one of the coolest people out there. You need to follow Damon Dog. He is very, very cool. He backs the A. I, unfortunately, had never followed Damon Dog. There is a big, big difference, though, between unfollowing somebody and never following him in the first place. We would all agree with this, Shear. You agree?
Yeah, I just think the character assassination that unfolded right in front of our eyes yesterday was just, I was not happy with it.
Yeah, seriously, Jacob. It was a vicious lie as well. That's the other thing.
It made you look like you didn't care.
And that's not something that I can really get back. I can't ever get that back because there's going to be people out there now that believe that I unfollowed the great Damon Dog merely because of what Jacob Franklin said. Jacob Franklin, you need to choose your words very carefully, mister. Maybe or otherwise, I will break one of those extension cords that you give me next time.
Yeah, and Erica, I would unfollow you. But to be fair, I would unfollow a lot of people if I could.
I mean, Shearer literally just started following his senior editor, Scott Schlittenhart, a couple months ago. And that's his senior
editor. I don't like following. If it was up to me, I would follow no one.
All right. But you do follow me, though, Jason Shearer.
Yes.
Yes, you do follow me. Very good. By the way, this is called a tease. We're still going to get to this. All right, Chase Kennedy. He had no stats in Utah. Erica L. Day got to hang out with him. 6'3", 230 pounds. No, it's not worth getting Daniel Haimuli back. Chase Kennedy. What do we think about Chase Kennedy, Jason Shearer? I know nothing about Chase Kennedy other than the fact he's not a big guy and he came from Utah.
Yeah, Utah's one of those programs that, like, when they recruit defensive linemen, I look, right? Like, it's just like they know what they're doing. And so, you know, you got to kind of be like, okay, if this guy was recruited and Utah had high hopes for him, you know, he was injured a little bit. But these are the kind of guys you take a risk on. Like, pass rushers is very similar to tackle. You're not going to get a dominant pass rusher out of the portal. But this guy has potential. He's got good speed and he's athletic. And you go and get him. And if he hits his mark, you've got a really good pass rusher.
Yes, I like that a lot. I'm not nearly as good. Oh, can we get a Mike Luke Wildcat?
So far, he's one for one. I was legit proud of him last night.
I cut that thing off at the knees.
Isn't it amazing that, like, I think that was the only hour of the day I hadn't checked the board. I was like, you know, I'm going to go out with the girls.
That's why you added me.
Yeah, I'm going to go out with the girls. I'm going to take a ride to campus, see what's going on down there.
Oh, there was a lot going on at campus.
Oh, Shelby and I were joking if we could get you to do this. We're not getting into politics, but would you go down there with a poster that says Free Dave Hickey and pretend like that's what the protest was for?
1,000%.
That's what I said.
Get me that poster, get it made for me, and I will go down there. Not only will I go down there, I will go down there for an hour. And I
Shelby,
will.
I said, Shelby, there's two things. I go, I'm curious if I pick up Mike with a Free Dave Hickey or We Want Dylan Back, would he do it? And she goes, no, I kind of think he would. I go 100%.
No, I will. I'll do both of them and I'll do it at the same time. Here's what I'll do. I'll go to one group of protesters because they're all over the place. They're immersed there. They're all over the place. It's wild. So I will go over to one group with a Free Dave Hickey banner. And then another one is Get Dylan Back.
Willing to get pepper sprayed for Dave Hickey.
How that sounds terrible.
I've been pepper sprayed before. I've told you the story.
For what?
So years ago, we were at an AAU. I mean, years ago is when it was me, Gersh, and Rasan.
Okay.
And we are in a tournament.
Did they mean to pepper spray Rasan and they got you instead?
Close. Lute Olson was the coach. It was Brandon Jennings. Do you remember Leonard Washington?
Oh, yeah. The kid that went to USC and then stole laptops with my guy, Shakir Smith, up in Wyoming.
Yeah. So something happened, and Leonard Washington got into it with another kid, and the stands emptied. And we were just like, what? And KO was there too. By the way, it gets better. KO sat there. So the cops come and they just start macing everyone. And like, KO's like, I got to get loot out of here. Like, loot's there. Roy Williams is there. So we get out and we're slow. And so the mace is just like thick. Like, everyone is choking. And KO's just walking like nothing happened. Like, Gersh is like vomiting. We were like, what is wrong with you? He goes, oh, I was in Malice in the Palace. This is nothing. I'll go back in there if you need anything. Like, what is wrong with you? Grown man on the floor crying because they got mace in their eyes. And this was like 11 p.m. in a random gym in Vegas.
The people that didn't get to live the Kevin O'Neill experience, honestly, they missed out. The great Erica L. Day, the Kobe Thiel, this group of Gen Zers that didn't actually, what if you're under 25, are you a Gen Zer?
I don't know. Do you think Erica even knows what Malice in the Palace is?
Never. No idea whatsoever. No idea. She has no clue. I think Kobe Thiel does know, but I don't think that he's really got any idea. Hey, bigger fish. Can we talk Dylan?
So I'm going to break it here.
Yes. Hey, this is a dub for me. This is a big dub for me.
There is a very good chance that Dylan will commit to Boise State at some point today. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to out all his business, but I will, because he doesn't go to Arizona anymore. Somehow, Dylan was able to create a bidding war between Boise, Washington, and Texas. And Dylan is probably making, I would venture, I don't know how much he made at Arizona, but you think it's safe to say he's making triple?
I'm going to just say it right now. I don't care. Dylan is watching over. Dylan is making over 150 next year. Yeah. Boom. Dylan is good. All you people that said he sucked, you're wrong. Lose. You lose. There's a bidding war legitimately between Texas.
Yeah, and there was. It was a real legitimate bidding war.
I mean, seriously. So I get the dub on that. Nobody, as much as we like Philly B, nobody was bidding over Philly B. There was not anything there. So, Shear, this joking aside, though, this is going to be an interesting one to watch. The Mountain West, all of a sudden now, is very fascinating. You got Philly B doing his thing in New Mexico. You got Dylan doing his thing.
Something we have to consider, Mike, is Albuquerque's not that far. If Arizona doesn't have a game, should we take the drive when Boise's at New Mexico?
Let's do it. No, seriously. What? Hey, look that up right now. Is that game? Do we have a date?
No, it's not really. It's not released yet.
Dude, you know how fun that would be? A road trip?
Road trip? Man, no credentials. We'll just be in the stands cheering. We'll bring signs.
Gosh, that would be amazing. I did tell Dylan's camp, though. I said, listen. I said, I know you guys are going. I know you're moving on. I said, I need you to do one thing, though, for Dylan for me. I need you to understand that Dylan needs to be better at talking to the media. He does himself absolutely no favors by just saying yes, no, yes, no.
He comes off as
comes off as putz.
Yeah, he just doesn't come off as a nice guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's actually a nice guy. He's actually got a good personality, but I keep trying to tell all of them that, and we will see if that works or not. Also, we got to talk about something serious for a second. Oh, Zona Germany, by the way. Look at this. Look at this. Oh, Joseph, you're wrong. I have a Nissan now, Joseph. You are wrong. No more Kia Optima.
By the way, Mike would never drive. Mike would sit in my passenger seat and sleep. Come on.
And fart, yes. I farted the whole trip.
I know.
Dude, did I tell you I've got to find new car insurance now?
No.
Progressive canceled me. I've been a Progressive member for 18 years, a platinum member, and they canceled me.
Do you want me to like go on a rampage against them?
Well, I don't know, and this is really stupid. So I called the guy and I was like, listen, man, this sucks. Why'd you do this? And he said, listen, I didn't get into any accidents. I didn't do anything. And he said, well, no, we had two massive claims against your car and we had to declare it a loss. That generally will get you canceled. I have been canceled for my
cancel culture's out of control. It's out of control.
Dude, seriously, if anybody out there, joking aside, if anybody out there has a good idea on somebody that I should pursue, let me know. But I guess I was canceled. Zona Germany is asking why he can't get, floated dump me. Correct. Yes, that's good. Zona Germany is asking, is Wildcat Authority biased against international people? Because he's
trying. I don't know why, but we are. You can't sign up if you're international. There's no way around it. I don't.
All right, Zona Germany, you know what you could do instead? Send me Super Snaps, and I will make sure that the information gets to you. Super Snaps to go direct to Mike Luke. Get information. We'll get you the information that you need. Okay, now, Caleb Love, his agent. Listen, I know Caleb Love's going through the process. His agent clearly messed up somewhere.
It's all on the agent. So it's the agent's job. Like, it's not the school's job to put someone in the draft. The agent always does it. And clearly there's a few players whose agent screwed up. They're releasing an updated list. I guess there's like 10 players, but they're releasing an updated list.
Agents all screw up?
Yeah, pretty much. So the updated list, Caleb Love will be on it. I think it's being released today. And then they're going to do the draft combine invites because you vote on that for NBA teams. And that's going to be a big thing to watch. Does KJ Lewis, guys like that, get a combine update? Also, there's a lot of questions, some people unnecessarily freaking out. Yes, Jaden Bradley is on the early entry list.
That surprised you as well. That surprised me as well.
No, he's not going to the NBA. It's all just right for the feedback. He's not going.
All right. Can we also get you to assure us that KJ Lewis will not go to the NBA?
No. But I will say that Arizona's at 80-20 right now. They think he's coming back.
Okay, now let's talk about Deion Sanders for a second, and then I will chew this apple in front of everybody. But Deion Sanders, there's no way this thing's ending well in Colorado. Every time somebody leaves, he sicks his son on him, or he says something about it. He acts like a 12-year-old. I mean, it's the best way I can put it. He acts like me if I was a football coach.
What's funny is, like, I don't even think he realizes it. So the article was basically that he was insensitive. It wasn't that he cut players. It was how he cut them and how he went about the process.
Right.
And then he tweets today and he, like, makes fun of one of the players as a grown-ass man and a coach. And all he's doing is confirming what the article said.
Correct. And then he has his son tweet three different times at him saying the kid's mid. Shear, there is no way this thing is ending well in Colorado. It's just not.
I look. Do you know that their over under is still only like 4.5?
Yeah, they're going to suck.
Yeah, there's no way it works well. It's going to end very badly. I still don't believe, even though he went on record, like I think yesterday, saying he'll stay at Colorado when Shador leaves. I don't believe it. I don't believe
that for a second either. And I also think, too, that all these – I love the people, too, that consider themselves super hardcore journalists. And they call themselves, like, the black and white journalists. And they call him Coach Prime. I asked multiple people about this, multiple black and white journalists. And I said, would you ever call a coach by Coach Prime? And he said, I would never call a coach by their nickname. It'd be Coach Sanders. So
yeah, no chance. No chance I'm calling him Coach Prime.
So all these people out there that are like, you know, we're black and white journalists. And you know, there's one guy out there that there's one guy out there I got into a spat with. You're wrong. All right. Now, the moment has arrived. It is here. Now, should I cut?
Okay? Are you okay? You're like, should I
have a knife as well? Should I cut the apple?
Butter knife? Dude, just take a big bite out of the apple.
All right. Here we go. Here we go. Time stamping it.
So proud of you. Look at you.
Look at this. Oh, not bad.
Did you wash it?
I can't get enough of this. Watch this.
Did you wash the apple?
Huh?
Did you wash it before you ate it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'll probably
you got it from Circle K?
What's that?
You got it from
Circle K? No, I tried to get the apple from Circle K. I got it from Fry's.
Oh, that's amazing. Wait, the fries on Grant and
No.
Oh, you're dead. Yeah. Yeah. You're probably getting dead.
Probably going to get tetanus from it or something. All right. Yeah. Now, you have an apple with you as well.
Yeah. Eat the apple. I eat apples all the time.
Eat it. Eat it.
It's a Granny Smith apple.
Okay.
It's a little old. It's a little bruised.
Eat it. This is good. This is good. I did not get the Del Taco from, or I did not get the apple from Del Taco.
Yeah. Look.
Mm.
I was eating apples too.
This is good. Wow. Man.
Erica's right. There could be fentanyl on that apple.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. No, this was not bad. Not bad. Now, I could do without it, but.
Next episode, Mike will eat a vegetable.
Should I eat a vegetable on Friday?
A vegetable, Mike.
This is. All right. So. What should I eat for a vegetable?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't know. It's a good question. Celery? Cucumber?
How about a carrot?
Del Taco. Get Del Taco and get it with lettuce.
I will do that. All right. On this Celery Friday. No, I do not like celery. I'll not eat a celery. Okay. Bigger fish. All right. Now, you got up to 263 lives eating that apple. That's exactly what we want. A cucumber, Jacob Franklin. I will not eat a cucumber. I will not do this.
Mike needs a vegetable that's super high in fiber. You know what I'm saying?
Is an avocado a vegetable?
Yeah.
I'll eat an avocado. Hey, avocado ice cream. That's what Tom Brady always eats.
Yeah, I know. Guacamole.
Let's see. Oh, very, very good. Eat an eggplant. Very good. I do like this. This is good, though. This is good.
Ben loves eggplants, by the way. Ben One White told me he loves eggplants.
You know what's funny? One time remember when we were getting food with Ben One White, and he ate an eggplant. It was very, very interesting. Yeah. We will find that one out. But this is very good. This is very good. Maybe, but now bigger fish. What should I get then for now to wash this down with something actually good? I went to Portillo's last night, and I went to Insomnia Cookies afterwards. Yummy, yummy in my tummy. Now, I got my food review on Insomnia Cookies. It's solid, but I was expecting a little bit more. There's a place called like Dirty Dough on the South Side that somebody told me that I need to
go. That place just opened by my house. That place is good.
Right. Yes, exactly. It's very, very good. But I do like Insomnia Cookies, though. It's quite good. So,
Did you hear? I'm a man of the people, by the way. I gave my food review on Twitter. Are we allowed to talk crap about places, Jacob?
Nah, I got in trouble for that once. Don't do it. Okay. Only talk if it's good.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Yes, exactly. Don't get me in trouble. Then I can. What?
Jacob yells at me all the time.
Dude, Jacob Franklin is very, very, very upset. Jacob Franklin. Okay. But either way, also that cookie store that's on like 6th Street?
Yeah.
Have you been there? Is it good?
No, I don't know. I don't know. Is that the one by like Trident Pizza?
Yeah. It's like on the other side, like when you go down like Campbell and 6th.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, by the way, you know what I'm going to eat? I already figured out what I'm going to eat for a lunch. It's very tasty. Guess what I'm going to eat?
Buffalo Spot.
Nope. Buffalo Spot's dinner. Oh, yeah. Of course I got the cake shake. Come on, dude. I would get the cake shake before I got the meal. I can't believe 263 people are listening to this. You guys are fantastic. Thank you very much. This is really all I do.
Get your mouth on an eggplant.
Exactly. Very, very good. All right. Now, Urban Pita. That's where I'm going today. Have you been to Urban Pita?
Underrated.
You know what's great about Urban Pita too? You go in there and they immediately have your food. They have it. They got that like lamb thing that's always like rotating in the corner or whatever. Very, very good. So
Max is very pissed right
now. I got to be careful here. All right. Anyways. All right.
But you know why we're hungry? Because we eat OGs before we go for lunch.
And I got the chips at Circle K, by the way.
Yes.
Those chips are.
We're bringing this back around.
Have you ever had
when we go outside, we put on Shady Rays.
Have you ever had those chips at Circle K?
No, I'll go try them today.
They're very, very tasty. Very tasty. I would recommend one as well. I believe that I'm,
This show went from very quality and it's like the wave.
Oh, we're all over the place right now. Very scrumptious though. By the way, scrumptious is a word that I am going to use more and more and more as we go. Okay. Now, one thing, the great Max Simpson, the best dude in the entire a group that I will never not talk about is Del Taco. It is too big a part of my life. I cannot get by without Del Taco, so I will continue to talk about Del Taco. If you get rid of Del Taco, you get rid of me. You get rid of Mike Luke. It's just
wow.
Yes. That's an ultimatum. But I'm saying I lose who I am without Del Taco.
No, that's an ultimatum. That's how I read
exactly,
that.
Exactly. Now, when are we going to get the dog?
Was sent in yesterday. It'll take 2 to 3 weeks. And then we'll know what my man is.
All right. So 2 to 3 weeks. And the gender or the ethnicity reveal will be on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. But look at the tail.
No, I don't want to see this.
See the tail?
No, that's not a pug, dude.
Yeah, it is. He's part pug. I'm going to go 30% pug.
Does anybody out here believe that this is really going to be a pug?
30% pug.
It kind of looks like you a little bit, Sheer. He looks mad.
Yeah, we're always mad. We're always pissed.
Yeah, Jacob Franklin, do you believe that this looks like Sheer? Kind of does a little bit. He's got the whiskers. Sheer, you just need to grow some whiskers out the side of it. By the way, we're up to 270 with, 270, man, we should just talk about food. And this is very, it's not a flat enough face. Like Ted Wardo, you got to have a Ted Wardo
type. I'm telling you that there will be pug in that dog DNA test.
Really?
No, I know. They're mean.
All right. All right.
I'm just very mean to you.
Okay, no better time to become a PHNX diehard. No better time. All right, now let's show this golf video. This is very, very cool. Look at this golf video. It's called Pins and Keeping It 100. 100. Look at this. You can be there and look at this. I think Max Simpson is actually in this video, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see here. I believe. Oh, look at that. Oh, Saul, look at that. Let's see here. Let's see. Oh, look at this. Everybody having a good time. Let's see here. There's Saul again, the man of the people, Sean, the great Sean as well. We do not see Jacob Franklin, but he is there as well. Let's see here. This is a very good time. Go to GoPHNX and sign up for it. You will thank me later. The Keeping It 100 Golf Classic. And become a diehard. You can hang out with Kobe Thiel, the great Erica L. Day, many, many others as well. Very, very good time. You will thank me later on that one as well. All right, Skier, before we sign off, where can they find you doing your work?
WildcatAuthority.com, at Jason Shear on Twitter, in the Autograph app. Password, code word, or whatever, AZ capital cat, one by word.
By the way, this apple is leaking.
Wow. Right,
we'll be careful on this. All right. Anyways, Shear, you're back on Friday. This is correct.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. For all of you out there, you guys are very, very good. Very much appreciate all of you. For the great Jacob Franklin behind the scenes. Jacob Franklin is making me laugh. Jacob Franklin, I could not do any of this without Jacob Franklin. He is the man, but we still need to give him a lot of crap. So, anyways, Jason Shear, I'm Mike Luke, and all you in the comments, you guys are fantastic. We will be back with you tomorrow. We've done God's work here, or I don't know, that's probably a little too serious, but we've done good.
God backs the A. God also backs the A.
Exactly. Oh, and this is called juice, not water. Very good call there, Andy Bryant. All right. Now, also Erica L. Day. We need to get Erica L. Day's, let's see here. Oh, did I get something? Desert Financial. You are correct on that. I did. Let's see. Jacob. Thank you, Jacob Franklin. I am remiss. So I got to tell you about one thing. And sometimes we save the best for last on this show. And it's the Desert Financial Credit Union. Shear, you and yes. I both know about the Desert Financial Credit Union. They're with our guy, Ben One White, a big fan of the Desert Financial Credit Union. Because, again, he is a successful person and he knows success when he sees it. All right. So here's the deal. With the Desert Financial Credit Union, when you open a free checking account online, you can get $200 in bonuses. Get started by visiting desertfinancial.com/200. Another one where you will thank me later on. Shear, you've heard many good things about the Desert Financial Credit Union. This is true.
Only good things.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So again, check it out. Desert Financial Credit Union is also, this is pretty cool. It's also the official credit union of the Arizona Cardinals. Very cool. Very, very cool. By the way, Cardinals draft, love it. Marvin Harrison, pair him with the Desert Financial Credit Union. All things are go. For Jason Shear, I'm Mike Luke. You have been listening to the AZ Wildcats podcast.